You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says Melbourne's lockdown is justified and any decision to ease restrictions will not be taken lightly. He's defended the lockdown after Victoria recorded 11 new locally acquired coronavirus cases, which are all linked to existing outbreaks.
I don't want us to be in a situation where we open up to a point where it's out of control. These 11 new cases today is what's happened after a week and a half of a very stringent lockdown. I can't tell you what an alternative universe would look like if we hadn't locked down.
His comments came after Prime Minister Scott Morrison called for the restrictions to be eased as soon as possible.
This is a challenge in Victoria, but it's one that will be overcome. And it will be one that will hopefully see Victoria opened again soon. And particularly for those parents who are having to keep their kids at home away from school. Kids have lost enough time out of school over the course of the last 18 months. And it's very important we get those kids back to school as soon as possible. So I am hopeful that these restrictions in Victoria will be lifted as soon as possible.
People put out of work by the lockdown are turning to charities for food relief. In response to these extra demands for welfare, the Victorian government announced a $30 million support package, which includes $4.5 million for emergency food relief. Minister for Disability, Ageing and Carers, Luke Dunellan, says the package also has money for culturally and linguistically diverse community organisations.
$12 million for our cold communities, and this is $5 million in grants for emergency food relief for community organisations to get out that food right away. And also $7 million separately for that to bolster the communications, bolster the case management, bolster the service access for people in need.
With a significant number of cases in Melbourne's northern suburbs, Professor Sutton says extensive community outreach has been taking place in that region.
Every day with the northern suburbs communities in particular, every single day an engagement opportunity, again, you know, remotely, but in support of the culturally and linguistically diverse communities there. And we've had literally dozens and dozens of engagements, mostly focused on vaccination uptake and vaccine hesitancy or overturning some of the mythology around vaccine safety or efficacy. And that will continue. That's been a really intensive program. And I think, you know, I've gotten positive feedback just this week from members of the Victorian Multicultural Commission around that engagement. We'll always look to improve as much as we can.
Business groups are hoping Melbourne's restrictions are lifted sooner rather than later. The Victorian head of the Australian Industry Group, Tim Piper, is making a call for something that's always in short supply during pandemics.
We all need to have certainty as to what's going on. We've got school holidays coming up. People want to know what they're going to be able to do there. But from a business perspective, they need to know what they're able to buy, what they need to supply, what sort of services they can get, bringing their people back on board. I mean, really, we need certainty, and we need to make sure that there's an understanding that businesses can't just turn on a dime. They need a few days to recognise what changes they can make to comply with any further restrictions or the reduced restrictions that we have.
Victoria's COVID-19 response commander, Jerome Wymer, says there's no truth to reports Victorian authorities are stockpiling second doses for future use. He says his discussions with federal officials on vaccine supply have been positive.
All they're saying to us is it's great that you're going as fast, and if you need more, we'll do all we can to give you more.
So is supply still an issue then at all?
Sorry? Yeah, it is. I mean, it'll always be an issue until we can start to get everybody vaccinated. So I think the entire Australian program is somewhat constrained by supply. We know that from the national numbers. But, you know, we're lifting up now to over 330,000 doses in Victoria in the last week. I reckon we can certainly go higher than that in the next couple of weeks, so those numbers will continue to go up. And if we get a sustained uplift of more doses, we can go higher still. But we're using the supply we're getting, and we're very grateful for it.
In other developments, a man has been put back into hotel quarantine in Perth after testing positive to COVID-19 upon his release. Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan says health authorities believe the man has been shedding rather than spreading the virus during the short time he was in the community after his initial stint in quarantine.
He had 33 casual contacts who have all been contacted. He wore a mask for the day that he was in public. He went to, I think it was three separate venues, and he had dinner at one restaurant. So the advice I have is he is very, very low risk, but as a precaution, he has gone back into hotel quarantine.
And Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she received the Pfizer vaccination jab for travel reasons. The 51-year-old received Pfizer, despite government advice that those over the age of 50 should receive AstraZeneca. The Premier says she needed Pfizer to ensure she'd be fully vaccinated before potential travel to Japan for the Olympics next month.
I may have to go to Tokyo to present on behalf of the state and sign all of the Olympic agreements. If I can't go to Tokyo, Sterling Hinchcliffe will need to go. So that is why he has been vaccinated with the Pfizer as well.
Pfizer only requires a 21-day gap between doses, while it's 12 weeks for AstraZeneca. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.